In a blink of an eye, they were back in his penthouse in Las Vegas. He looked around for Artemis, but she, along with her Dilophanos, was gone. Kish was still standing by the sofa as a life-size statue. Kat arched a brow as she saw Kish's frozen form for the first time. Friend or foe?
Depends on the time and day.
He snapped his fingers, and Kish returned to his normal self. Shaking his head, Kish frowned. Did you freeze me again? Sin shrugged.
You were annoying me.
I hate it when you do that. Kish did a double take as he realized Kat was standing beside him, watching him with a curious glimmer in her eye. Confusion marked his brow before he turned back to Sin. You and Artemis made up? Damn, how long was I frozen? Kat laughed. I'm not Artemis.
I made a mistake,
Sin said, not wanting to go into it. And you admit it? Kish held his hands up. Don't blast me, boss. I'm going to check on the casino. None of this is my business. None of it. Kish wants to live, so he's leaving. Bye. He barely opened the door before he rushed through it, out of their sight. Kat gave Sin an amused smirk. Interesting help, is he your squire? Sin shook his head before he picked his coat up and draped it over the back of a bar stool.
I'm not a dark hunter. I don't do squires.
Interesting choice of words. He gave her a droll stare.
Ha ha.
She moved to stand beside him so that she had him trapped between her and the bar. So why are you considered a dark hunter, then?
Acheron's idea. He thought adding me to the payroll was the least he could do, given what Artemis had done to me.
But you don't hunt daemons.
No. Acheron knew from the beginning that the Galu were out there, so the two of us have been keeping them under control.
Kat frowned at that. Ash helps?
Why are you surprised?
I thought you said no one outside your pantheon could kill them.
Yeah, well, your father's a little different from others. I'm sure you know that.
Kat couldn't agree more. There was a lot about her dad that was odd, to say the least. Then what makes you think I can't do it?
You're not a Thonian. If you were, you wouldn't have a weakness.
Kat arched a brow. The Thonians were god-killers, rather like a check-and-balance system provided by nature. They alone had the power to destroy anything indestructible. The only problem was no one knew how to destroy them. The only person who could kill a Thonian was another Thonian. Is that their secret?
Not really. Most ancient gods know that one. It's why they're so afraid of Thonian justice.
True. They alone made the ancient gods sit up and listen. Unfortunately for Sin, at the time her mother's pantheon was attacking his, the Thonians were turning on one another, and there had been no one there to protect his pantheon. Kat glanced out the tall windows to her left, where she had a spectacular view of the Vegas Strip. So why are you out here in the desert, anyway?
Logistical management. My father put the Dimi and Galu out here because at the time the population in America was scarce, and he thought it would be a good way to control them. Unfortunately, he lacked the vision to see nuclear development in the 20th century. With Nevada's testing, it began to shake out the Galu and free them dozens at a time. As they go free, I hunt them and their victims.